Welcome to Choice Tunes, and the idea behind Choice Tunes, we get somebody in that's has an involvement in the community. Maybe some of you will have been involved, know them, maybe you won't, but you'll find out a bit about their life and the music that's had an influence in their life. And this afternoon, it's my absolute pleasure to introduce Helly Hadrahan. Welcome, Ellie.
Hi, Alan. Thanks so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Now, Ellie is a director or part of the Bendigo Bank, well, the community bank, but we're going to talk all about that as we get along a bit further. But first of all, let's find out about Ellie herself. Ellie, whereabouts were you born?
I was actually born in North Queensland, in Townsville.
Oh, you come from up north?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I've made a slow descent south over my whole life, and I've decided to settle in Melbourne. I've been here for about 9 years now, so I must like it.
All right. So how long were you in Queensland?
I was in Townsville until I think I was about 10, and then I moved to Brisbane. The Gold Coast after that, yep, to go to uni, and then I found a different degree that I wanted to do at Monash, so I came down here.
So look, I just want to ask you this without getting too personal. At what age did you come to Melbourne to do the uni course?
I was 20 years old.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So up until then, did you live at home?
No, I moved out pretty early on, actually. I think I was about 17 when I moved out of my parents' house. And I went to live on the Gold Coast.
Bit of a big thing for a 17-year-old to leave home and start off by yourself, isn't it?
Well, at the time, I really didn't think of it. But now, you know, when I see other 17-year-olds, I think, oh, you know, you were just a baby when you did that.
But, and
yeah.
You were.
I was, but it was for the best. I think it's good to, you know, sort of spread your wings early on in life, and I've always been a bit independent, so, yeah.
All right, so you went to university, so you're in Melbourne. What was your first part-time job? Maybe while you were still at uni, you were earning some money. What sort of job did you have?
In high school, my first job was as a checkout chick at Coles.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yep.
That was in Queensland?
In Brisbane, North Brisbane. Yep, the Fernie Grove Coles. So shout out to anyone from listening from Fernie Grove here.
Well, you can send them up to when the podcast is up, you can certainly send them a link. All right, so then you're at uni in Melbourne. So did you have a part-time job while you were down here?
Yeah, actually, I loved working at the Cheesecake Shop when I was in uni.
Yeah.
A great job to have. I was a senior decorator, so I used to decorate all the cakes, and I would eat quite a bit of cake as well. I remember when I quit that job, I think I had sort of withdrawals from all the sugar that I was eating every day, but yeah.
All right, so you did your uni course. So what was your first full-time job?
First full-time job out of uni was I moved out to Horsham to become a forest firefighter for Parks Victoria.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So how long were you up there for?
I was there for one season. So that was the 2018-2019 season. And then I moved over to Powelltown in time for the Black Summer.
Right.
I've actually just come back from deployment, so I was back out west. Yeah, I got back yesterday from the fires at Beaufort, so it was good because I got to see all my old crew out there, all the Grampians crew, so it was really nice.
Is that your full-time job now with Parks Victoria, or are you a volunteer with them?
No, so I work for the Department of Environment, Energy and Climate Action, or DECA, or the Department of Changing Names, however you'd like to refer to it. So I work there full-time as a policy advisor now, but I still keep my response role. So whenever there's a fire, that's our main priority, and I get put back out onto the trucks. So,
way to go.
Yeah.
All right, let's start on the music. ABBA, Dancing Queen. Why did you pick that one?
This song was my favourite song growing up. My mum had a record player, and this was my favourite record to sort of pick out of the stack, and I would put it on, and I just have amazing memories of dancing around the living room with my little sister and my mom, and we used to dance around to Dancing Queen. So
let's listen to it. Talking to Ellie Hanrahan, and she's one of the directors at the local Bendigo Bank, and we're talking to about her life and the music that's had an influence on her. All right, so I don't want to get personal here, but you're a fairly young lady, and obviously once you got involved, or when you started with firefighting, you were even a lot younger. So what made a young lady decide that she wanted to be part of firefighting?
I think it was just a happy coincidence. I just saw the ad for it. There were these 6-month firefighting contracts. I think there were a few, they made sure to put a few girls in the video sort of explaining what the role was about. And I thought, yeah, I reckon I could do that. That'd be fun. So I went out. I've grown up in the suburbs, but I know how to use a chainsaw and, you know, drive trucks now. So I think it's great. Like, I love being a girl in the crew, and I'd really encourage any other females to
join.
Can
I ask you this? And I don't want to put the brigade down in any way. As a young lady, did you find that there was a bit of, well, I'd say discrimination, but they more or less said, I'm not sure a young lady should be doing this. Did you find much of that at all?
At times, yes, yeah. Most by far are really, really great. I think there is still a little bit of a culture shock when you see a blonde girl walking up in a fire overall outfit. But I think, you know, like, I've been able to prove my capabilities. Like, I know what I'm doing on the fire ground. And
would it be more of the older guys? And I can say that because I'm one of the older guys. Would it be more from the older guys that maybe resented or just didn't think a lady should be doing it? Or was it more middle-aged or young people?
You know what? Some of the older guys, they really do surprise me with how open they are to it. And have really kind of welcomed me into the crew and into the industry. Some of the younger guys, I think, you know, maybe there's a bit of ego or something going on where they don't love it at first. Yep. But, there's going to be people like that everywhere.
All right, Cold Chisel, Bow River. Why'd you pick that?
This is a song that reminds me of the many road trips that my family used to take when I was a kid from Townsville to Brisbane. We used to do the 18-hour drive just straight through. We used to leave at 4 a.m. And this song just was on pretty much, you know, pretty high rotation, I would say. So it just reminds me of road tripping down south.
Let's listen.
Listen loud to the wind, babe. Listen loud to the rain. I feel that water licking at my feet again. I don't want to see this town no more. Wasting my days on a factory floor. The first thing you know, I'll be back in Bow River. Come around, only 16.
We like to ask the real hard questions. We've got to put you on the spot here. What was the first car you ever bought? Not what your mum and dad bought, but what you bought for yourself.
Yeah, my first car was a Mazda 323 Astina Shades.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I saved up. I think I bought it for $900 on eBay, of all places. And when I went to pick it up, it only had two spark plugs running. But we still ran it up the M1 from the Gold Coast back up to Brisbane. So, yeah, it was all good in the end. It was a great car, great car.
Was it?
Yeah.
And you really enjoyed it?
I did, yeah. It was my first taste of freedom. It was amazing.
Nikki Webster, Strawberry Kisses. Boy, this one.
Nikki Webster was the first album I ever bought.
Yep.
I remember watching her at the Sydney Olympics on the TV. And I was just absolutely captivated. I just thought she was the best thing ever. And all I wanted to do when I grew up was to be Nikki Webster. Strawberry Kisses was my favourite song.
Let's listen.
From the back.
So, Ellie, we know that you're employed, well, you originally were as a firefighter or with Parks Victoria, and therefore firefighting was a big part of that. And we know that you're involved now not necessarily as a firefighter, but occasionally you get seconded, shall we say, to go and help fight fires. Where did the finance industry come involved? Like, when you start talking the bank, it's so far from anything you've done. What made you take on that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually. So I was working in Healesville for a little bit for the department as a bushfire resilience sort of coordinator.
But working for who?
For DECA, yeah. So a previous job at DECA, and what my role there was working with high bushfire risk townships to build resilience.
Yep.
So that was through a program that Bruce Argyle, who you know, he was also, you know, he was part of that community group that came forward and said, yep, I'm willing to put my hand up and I'll help build our community resilience plans and, you know, sort of build the network that we need in Healesville to be able to respond and recover to a bushfire if it came through our community. And yeah, I just, one day Bruce approached me and he could see that I was volunteering at a lot of different places. You know, I was volunteering at Healesville Corps and doing the rubbish cleanups and those sorts of things. And he said, you know, we're looking for someone to come onto the bank. We want someone who's, you know, good at sort of thinking outside of the box. And I think mainly they wanted someone who knew how to use social media. So,
yeah, it's a big thing.
Being a young person in the community, I think Bruce saw that and he said, yeah, we'll grab Ellie. So, yeah, and I'm so glad that he did because it's been a great learning experience.
So how long have you been with the Bendigo Bank?
I think 2 years now. Yeah, 2 years, maybe coming up to three.
Righto. Phil Collins, On My Way. Why that one?
Okay, so this is the soundtrack from one of my favourite movies called Brother Bear, which is a cartoon, but it's just like a feel-good song. And this is the song that I play, like, you know, when I'm sort of feeling a little bit down or anything like that, I'll put this in the car and just kind of play that. And it's sort of, you know, it's upbeat and it's a little bit inspirational and I just really like it.
Let's listen to it. As we've been talking, you've talked a lot about volunteering. You volunteer at this organisation, you volunteer there. Why did you get involved with volunteering? Were your parents sort of heavily involved in volunteering and so you wanted to emulate them? Or what drove Ellie to get involved with volunteering?
I think it's... I didn't really get involved until I finished high school.
But that's... I just don't want to stop you. But that's still fairly young.
Yes.
I can understand if you're 30 thinking, oh, well, I better try and do something for the community. But you're talking now a young girl who's... And I'm not putting you down at all. In fact, it's quite the opposite. I'm staggered that a young girl... Oh. Would want to volunteer, and I'm asking you, what made you volunteer?
Thanks, Alan. Look, I'm a very empathetic person. I see a lot of things in the world that I feel like this could be better, or this can change, and I'm a big believer in, you know, be the change that you want to see in the world. One of the first things I got involved with was the Australian Youth Climate Coalition. You know, I've always been really environmentally focused. That's been, you know, sort of my passion for a very long time. And, you know, when you're volunteering, you make a lot of friends, but mainly you get this kind of experience that you would never get in a paid job. You know, I'd be sitting around waiting for 10 years to get a management role, but in a volunteering context, you know, all of a sudden you've got experience where you're managing 10, 20 people, and that looks amazing on a resume. So I think, yeah, there's definitely value in helping the community, but you're also kind of helping yourself. So it's a win-win.
Well, that's true, but it's still, I think it's a terrific job that you do to go out and volunteer. And as I say, particularly as a young person, that really makes a change. Put your records on. Corinne Bailey.
Yes.
Why did you pick this one?
This one's just a really nice chill song. I play piano, and I recently learned how to play this one on piano, and yeah, it's just, it came out when I was sort of in my tweens, early teens, and yeah, it's just like a nice song for maybe, you know, a younger girl to listen to growing up. It's sort of, yeah, a bit of a confidence boost, so I thought I'd add it to the playlist.
Let's listen to it.
Came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete.
Your records on. Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your head down. Don't let your head down. Sapphire and faded jeans. I hope you get your
There are two questions I want to ask you, and I'm going to ask you the first one first, and then we'll play a song. We'll ask you the second one. The first thing is, what's the... Now, I don't know how to phrase this because I don't want people to get upset. What's the best fire that you've attended? Now, I don't want that to sound like any fire is good, but I mean, has there been any fire that at the end you felt, well, we've really saved a whole lot of people or a whole lot of lives? Have you ever been involved where you can look back and say, right now, yeah, that was the best fire? Not because, or probably because of the outcome for what you were able to do.
Yeah, I actually get asked this quite a bit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that feels so bad, eh?
And it's a difficult question. Every fire is different, but there is one that kind of stands out. We worked almost a 24-hour shift to put in a containment line with a back burn. There was a red flag day coming the next day, which is now known as a catastrophic fire day in Jidai. And so our crews, we worked through the night trying to put in this containment line. We had dozers out there and... we ended up sort of finishing just in time. We weren't sure it was going to hold, but then the next day, I think this was out near Dargo.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah,
about
East Gippsland. Yeah. Yep. So out near Dargo, we sort of retreated. There's nothing you can do during a catastrophic fire danger day. If there's a fire, you've just got to wait for night. You know, you can protect assets, and that's about as much as you can do. But some of it did get out, but really we... where it jumped, there wasn't any assets, and where we sort of focused our energy, we did get to save those assets at the bottom of the hill. So yeah,
righto. The Chainsmokers, Don't Let Me Down. Why'd you pick that one?
This is the song. I did mention AYCC, the Australian Youth Climate Coalition, a little while ago, and we were campaigning really hard for action on climate change during the election in, I want to say, 2016, or maybe 2015. So there was an election there, and this was the song that we did a big a flash mob to in Federation Square. So it's a great song.
Let's listen.
Let me down.
Listening to Choice Tunes on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 12 minutes to three. Can't believe how quick the hour goes. And we've come down to the degree, 30 degrees. We were looking for 35, so we mightn't quite get that. Anyway, we're talking to Ellie. Ellie, excluding firefighting, because we've just talked about that. Pardon me, and there's no such thing as a good fire, but we wanted to know the best outcome. As a volunteer, is there one particular, I don't know whether it's part of one group or what, and it's pretty hard to ask you this because you're volunteering quite a bit and you don't volunteer because you don't think they're good groups, but is there one particular outcome that you've had with one group that you can look back with real pride and say, yes, this was really something I didn't know was going to happen and we achieved it?
Yeah, that's a difficult question, Alan. I think it's probably rude not to talk about Global Voices since I'm the CEO at the moment. But Global Voices is a youth-led and run not-for-profit. So what we do is we select high-potential people under the age of 30. They submit a policy proposal to us, so they're really engaged with sort of the political landscape. And they're wanting to make a difference through policy. We'll, fund their places to go overseas to attend, United Nations conferences.
Is that through the Bendigo Bank or is this something else altogether?
No, this is something else. This is something else, yes. Yep. But, if the Bendigo Bank wanted to sponsor a place at Global Voices, I'm sure we could work something out. But, so this year we've had to move towards philanthropic funding, and as a CEO, that kind of fell under my within my remit. Usually we're relying on universities for that funding, but this year it's been really exciting. It was a huge team effort to kind of put together a whole new pitch for philanthropics to fund these places, and we've actually ended up securing those places. So we've got four people who wouldn't normally have been able to participate in these kinds of things, go to these conferences and pitch their policy ideas. So that's been a recent big win for me.
Oh, that's good. And that's what you really want. And of course, I must say, and you've touched on it too, that being a volunteer, you get more out of that than what you put in, don't you? You just meet some amazing people.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Taylor Swift, the man.
Yes. Well, I recently went to Taylor Swift, the concert, so...
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I've still got the bracelet on. I'm a long time Taylor Swift fan, but I think this song, being a female working in predominantly a male industry, this one really kind of hits home for me. So I really enjoy the lyrics and we'll give it a listen.
Let's listen.
I would be complex, I would be cool. They'd say I played the field before I found someone to commit to. And that would be okay for me to do. Every conquest I had made would make me more of a boss to you. I'd be a fearless leader, I'd be an alpha type. When everyone believes ya, what's that like? I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again, cause if I was a man, then I'd be the man. wouldn't shake their heads and question how much of this I deserve. What I was wearing, if I was rude, could I be separated from my good ideas and power moves? And they would toast to me, or let the players play. I'd be just like Leo in Saint-Tropez. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again, cause if I was a man, and getting bitches and models. And it's all good if you're bad, and it's okay if you're mad. If I was out flashing my dollars, I'd be a bitch, not a father. They paint me out to be bad, so it's okay that I'm mad. I'm so sick of running as fast as I can, wondering if I'd get there quicker if I was a man. You know that.
Ellie, I've got to say to you, in all honesty, and I'm not just saying this, I really mean it, I think this hour has been terrific. I interview a lot of, and I don't want to put anyone down, older people, and to find somebody so young that is so involved in the community, I think it's fantastic, because a lot of young people, it's hard to get volunteers. I'm a member of Rotary, and we can't get young people to join Rotary. So there are a lot of young people that aren't volunteering. You've not only volunteered in one thing, you're volunteering a whole lot of different things. Maybe a lot of them are to do with the environment, but it doesn't matter. You haven't just stayed with one group, and I think that's really fantastic for a young person. So I'd like to congratulate you. And secondly, thank you for doing Choice Tunes. We know quite a lot about Ellie now, and we certainly wish you well in the future.
Thank you so much, Alan. I've had a great time on this show.
Terrific. And if you go back to the fires, and I know the CFA and all these people look after you, but stay safe, because you know better than any of us that fires can just turn at a moment, can't they?
They certainly can. Thank you for that. We will.
Yeah. And we should just very, very quickly mention, because, and I was saying to Ellie off the record of off when the microphone wasn't on, these CFA fighters, there are paid ones, yep, but a lot of the volunteers, they're using up their annual leave. They'll have no annual leave when they get back.
It's true, yeah, they're all doing right. A fantastic
just
job.
Just quickly, Shuffle Your Feet by the Black Rebel Motorcycle Group, why, or club?
Okay, well, this was a song that I played on the drive out of Horsham. I packed up all my stuff. I was moving back over east, and this song came up, and I just thought it was a fantastic song, so.
Let's hear.
Time won't save our souls. Time won't save our souls. Time won't save my soul, no.
Seem to feel the same. No one seemed to know my name. No one seemed to go my way. Who knows if I'll see you again?
the soulmate dreamers, one more for the wicked man, one more for the peaceful protest that keeps the war in demand. But who knows if I'll